The Huskers Radio Network Broadcast Center is sponsored by Acres, the Midwest premier John Deere dealer, supplying the equipment and service to advance agriculture and much more. Acres, solutions for every field. We finish up hour one here on our 4th of July show, the conversation Jessica Cootie had with a Nebraska women's basketball newcomer, Eliza Maupin. The K-State transfer will be a senior this season. Jess started by asking Eliza about how it was going through the recruiting process again as a transfer.
Yeah, very, very different, two different experiences. First time that I got recruited, I didn't play AAU, so I didn't get a whole lot of exposure, so it was just a couple coaches calling me here and there. But the second time around, it was way more elevated, a lot more coaches calling me. So in that aspect, I would say it was a lot more hectic. But, I mean, I enjoyed it, so.
Okay, so when you were looking for your last place to finish out your college career, what were you looking for?
I wanted to have fun. I just wanted to go out with a bang. So the priorities that I was looking for mainly was, one, to have fun, to play the position that I wanted to be in an environment where I would thrive. And those were my top three things that I was really looking forward to. Or in every school that I was talking to.
So you come to Nebraska. What did you fall in love with when you came here on your visit?
The people were just amazing. Every single person that I came across was, you know, just welcoming, talking to me, saying hi, you know, just great energy that I loved. And I wanted to be a part of that. And I thought Lincoln was definitely the spot that I needed to be at.
So when you start having those conversations about how you fit into what they do on the court and the game plan wise, what was that conversation like? How did they expect for you to fit into what they want to do with this team?
Yeah. So I came from a spot where I didn't really get to play a lot of the position that I wanted to. So that's what I was looking for. And Nebraska had that where I wanted to be at. They play a lot of – their fours and fives are exchangeable, and that's where I wanted to be. I like to run the floor. And Coach Williams loved that aspect about me, and it – fit really well in their offense. And then my good traits that I like about myself is that I'm athletic, so I can get myself on the defensive side as well and kind of get steals and hedge screens, or if you will. But yeah.
That's exciting, and that is, they like to push the floor.
Yes.
You've been on the court a little bit already to start the season. Do you get a feel for just these guards and how much fun it is to play with them when they want to push it up to
you?
Yeah,
it is so fun. I love fast-paced basketball, so this is definitely where I want to be. It's awesome playing with these guards.
What has been the emphasis here as you guys, there's several people that are returning and then several newcomers, as you guys are trying to mesh here in the early goings? What does that look like, and how is that progressing here in the early goings?
Yeah, I think we're doing pretty well, honestly, with having a lot of new faces in the gym. But obviously it takes some work, it takes a lot of learning, some learning curves that we all have to overcome. But within the first week of being in the gym, I think it's gone pretty well. So,
you told me you had never been to Lincoln before your official visit. So you moved here a couple weeks before you got going. So you've been here, what, almost a month now?
Yeah, it's been a month about.
How do you like it? How are you settling in?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. I'm settling in pretty well. It has rained a lot since I've been here, which I was not expecting. But I love Lincoln. I love downtown. I love the people. So it's great.
So you actually had some familiarity with one of the names on this roster, Natalie Potts. Y'all battled each other in high school?
Yes, that was great. A great, fun experience. They were always our little rivals that we wanted to get back at, but that was really fun. A great experience.
How nice is it to have somebody that you knew a little bit, were familiar with coming into this?
It makes things a lot more comfortable, if you will. Just having a face that I knew beforehand makes things a little bit easier, kind of just getting to know everyone. So,
how excited are you to join forces with Natalie then?
I know that this, I am so excited for this. Everyone in St. Louis is probably already thinking the same thing, but it's going to be a great year for sure.
Okay, so you have quite the family, big family.
Big family.
12 siblings in total.
Yes.
How was that? What was that like growing up?
It was really, really, really fun. I mean, you never get bored. There's always someone you can hang out with, play a game with. I mean, you got 11 best friends. So it was amazing growing up. Obviously, we had our times, had our moments, but it was really fun. I enjoyed the experience.
And it was with your siblings that you started playing basketball, right?
Yes.
You were battling it out with your siblings?
Yes. So I started playing basketball probably around middle school, but it was like before that when I started playing in the backyard with my siblings. We were always playing tips or some type of game, competitive game, which I think brought my competitive nature out a little bit more, playing with my siblings.
And six of them are adopted, right?
Yes, six are adopted, six biological.
Can you tell us about that and why that was something that your family wanted to do?
Yeah, my parents are very religious, and they believe that just they were called to adopt children. So they adopted their first child when she was 10 weeks old, and then kind of just progressed from there. Me and my brother were adopted next. I was six, he was four. And then they adopted three more. So
what has that meant to you as you grow up, that you know they gave you kind of that opportunity and that you were able to thrive after that?
Yeah, I am honestly so grateful. I don't know where I would be, obviously, if I didn't get the opportunity that I did. But I'm very grateful and thankful that I'm where I'm at.
So you were not just a basketball player. You were a two-time track high jumper.
Yes, yeah.
You were quite the athlete. Can you dunk a basketball?
I'm pretty close. I would say so myself, but definitely in a game with adrenaline, I think I definitely can throw it down.
And it was your first season ever competing track and field. You went out there and won a state title, right?
Yeah, I just kind of did my thing. I was not expecting that, but I did end up with a gold medal, so.
Was there a time where you realized, because I know that's something that when you describe yourself and when other people describe you, just athleticism, you're an extreme athlete. Was there a time where you realized, hey, I'm gifted in this area?
I think I'm still learning that about myself to this point today. But I think just seeing myself excel in different areas, it just kind of brought that upon myself. And I kind of just took that and ran with it, playing volleyball as well. So
I know the Big 12 has some great basketball teams as well, but how excited are you for the Big 10 and playing in this league?
Oh, I'm pumped. I'm excited. I'm excited to get on the floor, kind of just get to play against these huge Big 10 teams. So.
And then what have you learned so far about Husker Nation and the fan base here?
I have heard that they're great. I don't know what it's like, so I can't talk from that experience, but I've heard all great things about them.
Excited to play in front of Husker Nation.
I'm excited to play in front of Husker Nation, yes.
Eliza Maupin, one of the newest members of the Nebraska women's basketball team. Be sure to check out all of the newcomer series at huskers.com/podcasts or wherever you find your podcasts. Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics. We're going to take a top of the hour break and come back with some more fun interviews in hour two. Stay with us.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.